Welcome to CBuzz, the Columbus Chamber of Commerce's award-winning podcast and also Columbus's very first business-focused podcast. Our show is presented by the Columbus Chamber of Commerce and Capital University. I'm Michaela Hunt, brand journalist and your host for CBuzz. We bring you some unique and impactful stories directly from leaders right here in our Central Ohio business community. We are coming to you from our home at Capital University's Convergent Media Center, a collaborative space for students and faculty to study music, film, creative writing, and digital media. We're excited to tell some pretty incredible stories through this platform. Today, we're sitting down with Josh Demidovich, partner at CK Green Partners. Josh is an executive leader whose passion really centers around taking ideas and helping to grow companies and multi-million dollar brands. One of Josh's core values is compassion, which motivated him to build a company, HireRQ. It aims to help people by providing access to the tools that make the hiring process more successful. We're going to talk all about CK Green Partners and that software product and another one too in this episode. So Josh, I know you have a lot of valuable knowledge for us. Thank you for joining us today.
Michaela, glad to be here and really looking forward to this.
So tell us a little bit about CK Partners. What type of advisory services do you offer? What do you guys do?
Yeah. So my business partner and I, Ken, started CK with the idea that we were going to really, you know, focus on robotics and retail. And so we got into the unattended kiosk space, which is kind of interesting, back in 2018. At that time, we were pioneers. Not too many people even knew what that was. And so, yes, we do have the arrows in our back from that and still trying to go through figuring out where all these different products sit. But ultimately, that was not entirely successful. And so we've pivoted and made lemonade out of lemons from that and decided that we really wanted to be an investment company for other startups. And so, you know, through CK Green, we've invested in HireRQ, which is something you just mentioned. We've also invested in RoboJoe, which is another unattended kiosk. And we're always being opportunistic. So if something comes across our desk and we're, you know, looking to say, hey, does this make sense? Does this make sense for us and what we can offer? Then we'll get involved in an advisory capacity or potentially an investment capacity as well.
So our listeners, those who don't know what an unattended kiosk is, explain to us, yeah. What does that mean? What does that look like? Give us an example.
Okay. That's going to be really tough without actually seeing it. So imagine an old Coca-Cola vending machine. Okay, now you put a robot in it, make the glass clear so you can see what's happening behind the scenes, and it's going to produce whatever you want, whether that be frozen yogurt, whether that be hot and cold foods.
Coffee.
Coffee, yeah. So we're really a technology delivery system. And the idea kind of complementary with HireRQ is that RoboJoe reduces labor, and then HireRQ are helping people get jobs.
I believe RoboJoe is at a hospital in town, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. There's one over at Doctor's Hospital over on Broad Street. And so I think the staff and the Ohio Health team have been very happy with what that's been able to do from a customer and employee experience standpoint.
I personally know they have. So now I'm making connections in my head about what you guys do. That was a great explanation, by the way, considering we don't have a visual way to show that.
Thank you.
So really, you invested in cutting-edge robotic technology, like a delivery system, in 2021. So, and you gave us some examples. Is just making it easier for us to access everyday products that normally we would have to go to a person and order? Is that the solution you were looking for? Was it more to it than that with some of these?
Yeah, for us, it started off as what can we have as a passive revenue stream, and you know that evolved into you know what else can we do with robotics in this space. And I think it was, you know, kind of timely in the sense that COVID really shined a light on, you know, what we had as far as labor issues and kind of systemic issues we had that, you know, really presented themselves during that time. And now we're in, you know, hopefully post-COVID era, I think, at this point. And so we're looking at it and saying, okay, now what can we do with, you know, hot and cold food? What can we do with coffee? And so specifically with coffee, I think it's really unique in the sense that you know, typically go to a Starbucks or, you know, wherever you go and you have a barista and you're going through this, you know, process, and that's a really personal process. And, you know, a lot of companies built businesses around that. But with the labor shortage, you know, it's hard for them to keep open, you know, whether that be a third shift in a hospital, whether that be a certain shift at an airport. And so we look at this as an opportunity to say, okay, we want you to be open 23/7, right? As much as we can. we don't do 24/7. There is some work that needs to be done, but 23/7. And then we're going to take that labor efficiency and try to move those individuals into other roles. So if they're in hospitality now, can they do call center? Can they do things that, you know, are more appropriate for their skill sets?
So basically, you were talking about what these machines, we're talking about what they do for the client, like,
yeah.
And also the employees. You're not displacing those employees.
Correct.
You're moving them to other areas of talent or expertise, it sounds like.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, if they're not able to show up for work for whatever reason, and that ends up impacting the client site or, you know, a hospital or an airport, now they can't service their clients. And that labor is shifting over into call centers and other places where customer service really is a core skill set that they can use and leverage, and they can be remote. And so it's really hard for them to justify why I would drive into work, you know, to show up for a shift that's paying me X amount of dollars per hour when I can sit at home and be in a call center environment and do that. And so it's this kind of, you know, double-edged sword where we're, like, on one hand, we're replacing the labor or optimizing it, as we like to say, in the robotic space. And in the higher IQ space, we're really trying to say, is this really where you should be, or can you take those skill sets and do something else?
So let's talk about that to transfer over to the kind of higher IQ situation. So I can bring in this technology, this physical technology that can help me. And COVID, we know what a light COVID put on people not being able to show up to work and workforce. But then on the person side of it, this higher IQ is addressing that. That's this other part of another part of your business. So talk to me a little bit more about this, because it's a software product as well, right? Higher IQ?
Yeah, it's a software, and we now do services, which is, you know, fantastic. And so I think you mentioned compassion, right, is one of my, you know, kind of core beliefs and, you know, what I follow. Just a quick story, my grandmother, when we were growing up, she took care of adults with disabilities. And so, you know, she had a house where that's where, you know, her main focus was. And so growing up, my friends were all adults with disabilities. And so I think my compassion, a lot of it stems from that. My parents, you know, can't speak enough in the world of them. And so taking all that and saying, well, on one hand, if I'm in a business to make money, and that's going to reduce labor on this side, you know, my compassion says, you know, I need to help people get jobs on this side.
Mm-hmm.
And so HireRQ is a software that helps people prepare for interviews. It helps hiring managers prepare to interview people, which we know is a huge pain point right now. And we also offer services around helping people get jobs. So if somebody needs help with their resume, you know, our career coaches can help with that. And we've really seen this kind of expand to well beyond what we thought when we started improving interviews, which was just this, you know, software that really helped people prepare. And now we're into, you know, some other spaces, but within that workforce ecosystem.
Did you intend to address both sides of the house, if you will, when you started this company?
Full transparency, absolutely not. we kind of fell into it. And that's a really good question. No. But I think that is an appropriate end to this.
So tell me, how do you embrace that as an entrepreneur? Because I'm sure there are people that are up against it when they've created a business model, or they think they've created this product or this thing, and they might see indications that they need to add something, but it's not necessarily true to that original product, but it could be a great partner. How does someone start to investigate that and to lean in to embrace it potentially? Or to say, no, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the struggle a lot of entrepreneurs have is it a pivot, an opportunistic pivot into something that makes sense, or is it a distraction? And for us, you know, we thought it was an opportunistic pivot. And from a story and a brand, you know, we feel really good about saying, you know, we don't want to be known as the entity that took away jobs, right? I mean, that's not what we want. It is a byproduct of kind of the times and what we're, you know, trying to provide a solution for our clients. And so on the other hand, it's, you know, with HireRQ, it's really fun to put people in work and to sit down with people that are truly struggling, trying to figure out how to get a job and help walk them through that process. And I think that we've seen, you know, so many great stories and, you know, stories that'll bring tears to your eyes from, you know, single moms in Virginia who spent months trying to find something and they really just needed some guidance and someone to talk to and someone to say, you know, their cheerleader. and, you know, up to senior level executives that you would think need no help, but they haven't interviewed in 10 years. And so they get in and they're just as nervous as the entry level person that's never had a job. And so for us, it's really rewarding to see kind of that opposite ends and then being able to help everyone.
What does the RQ stand for?
Yeah, it's a great question. We spent a lot of time. I have to give credit to my business partner, Ken Green. RQ stands for relationship intelligence.
Okay.
So much like IQ, much like EQ, RQ is relationship intelligence.
So RoboJoe is for companies. HireRQ is for individuals, it sounds like. Is that an accurate description?
Correct. The individuals are the ones that are impacted through HireRQ, but we're still selling to businesses. So we'll sell to a staffing company that wants to prepare their candidates better, an organization, a corporate organization that wants to prepare candidates better, and then also to the individual.
Is there a particular piece of advice that you would give to the people who are doing the job searching in the job search process? Because we might have some people who are listening, who are curious about the product and curious maybe about that. Maybe just one piece of advice you could give while you're here in this interview.
Be intentional. Applying to 250 jobs just because you can is not going to help you, and it's going to take a lot of time. If you really sit back and look at where your strengths are and what value you can bring, and then trying to align that to a job and what, you know, put yourself in the employer's shoes. They're looking for what value you can bring for what they're going to pay. And the best way to be efficient is to align in the beginning and make sure that you're aligned with a company that you can provide that value, and then be very intentional with how you approach that company. Be intentional with how you write your resume. Be intentional with how you prepare for the interview, and be intentional with how you network and follow up.
It's just kind of fascinating how you built this and what you saw was possible based on the model we've discussed. How are you really ensuring that your team continues to grow and develop as well? I mean, what does that look like as you move into the future with the company?
Yeah. Well, they're all startups, so we're, you know, feeling the pain of every startup does, where you have the chicken and egg scenario. You know, you're trying to go out and raise money, you're trying to get clients, you're trying to make sure that you're organized and you can fulfill your current commitments. But really, we run an operating system called EOS, which is the Entrepreneurial Operating System. And I know a lot of folks here in Columbus use it. And we found that it works really well to stay organized and to make sure that we're growing the right way.
Yeah, so EOS has been really key for growing the business where you guys are right now.
I think so. And having good, you know, good partners and good advisors, and making sure that you're really tuned into, you know, being open to, you know, suggestions, being open to doing things differently. I think that that's always key when you're starting any business or you're entrepreneurial, is, you know, don't get stuck in your own way, and really try to, you know, take in what other people can provide, and you're going to have to disseminate a lot of information along the way.
What's some advice also on just how to build a successful customer base? Right. I mean, you definitely hacked into some problems and solved them for folks, and that's part of it. But what else have you done really to build this base, this good foundation?
Yeah, I think that you really have to create genuine relationships. You have to go in and seek to understand first, and that's not always a strength for everybody. You know, being able to go in and identify a pain point and a core root cause versus a symptom, and then being genuine with how you engage with somebody. I think that that's always a really good start. And if you're leading with that, you're leading with quality and genuineness and authenticity. And that always leads to success in some way, shape, or form.
What do you think, kind of, when you look at your products, because I'm looking at both of these, what makes them a little bit different than your competitors? And do you have a lot of competition out there? I guess that would be my other question.
Yeah. Well, we'll start with RoboJoe. There's definitely some competition out there. There's people that are trying to get into this space. And, you know, what separates us from our competitors and all companies, and specifically RoboJoe, is a partner team, right? Being able to put a good partner team together that, you know, their strengths and weaknesses complement each other. And then being able to take that idea and then running it through EOS to really have an organization that's running on all cylinders. RoboJoe's so unique that, you know, it's our real differentiator there is our uptime, and that we put latte art in the coffee. So when you go,
yes,
100%.
You can like make a leaf in my coffee or something like that, or
you,
a heart.
You can take a picture of your favorite animal. You can go up, scan it, and it'll put a picture of your favorite animal on top of the coffee.
That is a differentiator by far.
It is, and everyone loves it.
Got it. And then hierarchy, you know, what does that look like when it comes to what else is out there?
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the, you know, interview prep space. There's a lot of people in the career services space. A lot of them are focused on, I would still call them symptoms. You know, there's still systemic issues in the workforce that we're all trying to figure out, and there's a lot of great companies doing it. And we're really focused on doing that in the interview space for certain, and then some other areas like I mentioned. But the biggest differentiator, I think, there, always, again, partner group, start with a good one, and then rolling that into process. So, you know, we want to combine technology and the human interaction the best way we can. And I think a lot of companies get too tied up in the human side and too tied up in the technology side, and they don't really know how to blend them together. And I think we're the perfect match for that. And, you know, we leverage the technology to improve the human interaction.
I love the thought of the blend. How do you ensure that you're providing, though, every client with a personalized experience that really caters to their needs?
I think you actually probably, you know, just said our differentiator better than I did. So there's dynamic and then there's static. And I think a lot of things out there right now are static. So, you know, you go out and want an interview tip. You Google it and you have, you know, 300 static interview tips. But does that really work for you in that moment? Probably not. And so being able to look at, you know, the job you're applying to, the company you're applying to, the people you're talking to, and being able to be more dynamic in how you have that conversation. So if I'm talking to you, I'm going to do that way differently than if I'm talking to, you know, somebody else or a hiring manager that is maybe not as good of a communicator or more of an introvert. And so being able to recognize all the different components, whether it be company, culture, people, and then saying, I need to prepare for that instead of I need to prepare for an interview. Because if you just go and prepare for an interview, you know, you're going to do it statically and, you know, odds are you're probably not going to succeed as much.
Stand out, right?
Yeah, you're not going to stand out.
That's the RQ.
That's the RQ.
You just described the RQ.
Yeah.
So this is a tough one. What do you think is your company's biggest strength at this point then?
The fact that we are dynamic and we're building processes around that. So, you know, for hierarchy, we don't want to be a content company that just goes out and says, here's tips. You know, we want to be able to provide something that adds true dynamic value to each interaction.
What's your biggest opportunity, do you think, as a company?
Telling our story better. I think that that's always, you know, tough. And, you know, just a personal weakness of mine that I've always worked on is this ability to storytell. I really respect people that can do it. It makes all the difference in a brand. And so when we look at our story, I think that our product works. We've shown that it works. We have clients that have bought it, and they've proven that out for us as well. But being able to get that out to the masses takes a really good story, especially in the HR space where everyone's historically unwilling to change, and it takes them a lot longer than most. And so I think that our biggest opportunity is to tell a better story because the impacts we're having are phenomenal.
Just need a few clips from this podcast. You'll be taken care of.
I hope so.
Like just a few of these sound bites will help you out at that next step with that. I know you're an active member of the chamber as well. You're on the board of directors. How's the chamber doing? How have they impacted your work?
The chamber's been a real blessing. When I started there 6 years ago, I was under Don's second year. Jeff Sopp had brought me in. And where we were 6 years ago and where we are now is really night and day. And that is because of a great chamber team, great leadership within the chamber team, and a great board and great board chairs. And I've just had the pleasure of being surrounded by, you know, I think 35, 36 of the, you know, smartest people around Columbus. And that's been just a really great experience for me. And I've grown in so many ways because of it. I'm really excited where Columbus is going. I think we're on a rocket ship, to use a startup term. and it's not just Intel, and it's not just Honda's announcement today,
yeah,
which was fantastic.
Wow.
There's so many great companies here, great entrepreneurs. It's a great community. And couldn't be more proud of what the chamber's doing.
I should have asked you this at the beginning because I feel like we kind of came through most of your story, but I think it's important to add before we start to wrap things up. What is your origin story, Josh? I mean, you were telling me about your mom and your dad before we started recording this episode. Where did you come from and what did you study? Because I think people need to understand that to see what's possible in their own lives.
Yeah. So I come from a great family. You know, my mom was a nurse, still is a nurse, 35 years plus now. My dad worked for the Dublin Post Office his entire career. We moved from Grandview to Worthington to Plain City to Marysville, and now I'm in Westerville. So I've been all around Columbus, and I've seen all of the great communities we have. And it really allowed me to be more open to the various ways that we live, even within a 50-mile radius. And the experiences that I've gotten from each one of those locations has been, you know, beyond phenomenal for my, you know, growth and my career. And, you know, my parents, I can't say enough nice things about them. They've always been my rock. I can go to them with anything. And, you know, it just shows that you don't have to have all the money in the world growing up. And we were always comfortable. And a lot of things were, you know, all over the place sometimes, but we always had family and I was always loved. And so that part, I think, always made things easier. And as we, you know, kind of grew up and moved around, I also think that, you know, my brothers have played an important role and they're both very successful and have done great things in their own right. They've taken the corporate path. I'm more the, you know, serial entrepreneur and I lean on them for things and they lean on me for things. But yeah, you know, Columbus in general has been, just a really good place to live.
What did you study in school?
I studied economics. Up full transparency, I wasn't the greatest student, so I'll also give shout out to if school's your thing, you know, that's fantastic. But you know, there's plenty of paths out there, and I think Columbus is really trying to focus on that. Whether you're coming out of high school and want to go into a trade, whether you're you want to start a business, I would just tell people that you got to live, so you got to find a way to make money. But follow your dreams and take risks and try to do that in a way that's going to fulfill your life. And you're going to fail. I failed. Everybody fails. But it's how you get back up and how you continue on and how you make lemonade out of lemons.
If you don't fail, you're not going to find where you're supposed to be. I just was reading about that the other day. You've got to fail sometimes.
So very true.
So one of the reasons we have conversations like this, the one we're having today on CBuzz, is because we believe that continued personal and professional development is one of the most valuable aspects as a leader in business. Some of the most important education lies within that. I'd love to hear what's influencing you both, like lately, whether it's a podcast, a book, a show, or involvement in some kind of group. What is really the thing that's influencing you or inspiring you?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Because I have a feeling you get stuff from a little bit of everywhere based on kind of the method that I've learned a little bit about today.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, being an entrepreneur, you can kind of be scatterbrained. You've got a lot of things to deal with. You are not always organized, no matter how organized you are. And so I think you also react to things before you think about them a lot, just because you have to be quick and nimble. And so one of the things I'm focusing on right now is really trying to get good at not making assumptions, trying to find core root causes of issues. And it ends up being a benefit in communication and business in so many different ways. And so A Critical Chain is a book I'm reading right now.
Critical Chain, okay.
More of a manufacturing book for manufacturers, but it's really about just core root causes. And then also The Goal, which is also about core root causes. So that's something I'm trying to get a little bit better at is again, trying to understand what's driving something and not reacting to symptoms.
I love the thought of core root cause because you're right, no matter what we do, inside a company, a lot of what we do goes back to what might be a core root cause and how to fix it, find a solution for it, or enhance it, right, if it's the right thing. So Critical Chain and The Goal, two books that you're reading
yes,
right now.
Older books.
But a lot of value. And I love how you're saying that critical change in the manufacturing world, yeah, technically it's not your space, I guess. I mean, you have to manufacture, like RoboJoe is manufactured, but you're applying this throughout all of your business, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think it just takes you back and makes you think a little differently. And so, again, 10 years ago, I'd react to symptoms. Why can't we sell something? Okay. We would have different, you know, answers to that. But the more you peel back that onion layer, you actually get to what's causing it. It could be a team dynamic. It could be, you know, anything. And really putting yourself through that process instead of just coming up with the answer, I think is really critical.
Josh, been a really great conversation, learned a lot, made me think differently, and I'm sure the people who are listening feel the same.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you having me on, and I can't wait to see what Columbus has in store for the next 5 years.
It's going to be pretty amazing. I'm in total agreement with you there. For our listeners, if you want to learn more about all of Josh's endeavors, please visit ckgreenpartners.com. That's ckgreenpartners.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to let us know by sharing your ratings and reviews on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you may be listening. Your reviews really help people find our show and hear our community stories. We read the feedback. We value your ideas as we plan for future episodes of this program. CBuzz is proudly produced in collaboration with Capital University. We want to say thanks to the talented students and staff behind the glass today for helping bring this program to life for our listeners. I'm Michaela Hunt, your host for CBuzz, the Columbus Chamber of Commerce's business-focused podcast. Let's chat again soon.